Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Iridium for another awesome set. Totally awesome. Before we get started, just like to tell you, if you just came in, you may have gotten a ticket from your maitre d'. Please give that to your server at this time. Please turn off all cell phones, Kindles, anything else you have that's electronic that might disturb this beautiful musical experience. If you wish to take pictures, please turn off your flash, and let's keep conversations to a halt, if possible. You won't be able to hear anyway. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's welcome back the fantastic Ed Palermo Big Band.
Thank you, David Richards. That's our sound man, David Richards. Very important what he was saying about the turning off the cell phones, because if you don't, none of our surgical equipment will work. So that's important. By the way, I want to tell you that I just upgraded from the old BlackBerry to the new BlackBerry. It's a piece of shit. Go to iPhone. I'm taking it back when the new iPhone comes. Anyway.
Thank you.
Hey, I provide a public service. Yeah, I am a great American. Yes, yeah. Let me see. Ray, are you ready? This is called killing time here, because Ray said, no, I'm not ready.
Well, we're killing time. Dave, just notch down the guitar on the monitor here. I'm getting a lot of buzz. Beautiful, thank you.
Oh, and Dave, the brass and the saxes aren't getting enough guitar. If you could somehow... All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for coming. This is the second set of our second night. Our last night will be tomorrow night, and we got a lot of music to play for you, so we're going to crank her up right now. This is a song from the Grand Wazoo album called Cletus Auritus Auritus.
Thank you.
pocket, guys. Get out a thing called Little House Ending. Okay, it's should be for all you horn players. Just one page. And it's, let me see. Okay, we're gonna do a little snippet from Frank Zappa's Burnt Wee Sandwich album. Just a little snippet that comes at the little at the end of Little House I Used to Live In. Mikey, stay out. so that only takes like a minute long, and then after that we're gonna bring up Mike Keneally. Yes, I actually, this is a bit, exactly. This is a very interesting thing. When one of the many times I saw Zappa in the 60s and 70s, I saw him at an event called the Atlantic City Pop Festival. It was actually a pretty big thing, but it happened right before Woodstock, so now no one talks about Atlantic City Pop Festival because it was, you know, because Woodstock overshadowed it. But anyway, you hear people talking in the audience, and they were saying that they just were like in Detroit, and they did a bassoon concerto. So for years, I kept hearing about this mystery bassoon concerto. But as it turns out, at least a part of the snippet of that bassoon concerto that Frank wrote, that's what you're about to hear. And if you have the Bernini Sandwich album, then you'll recognize it.
Thank you.
Tornado. We actually recorded, we performed that when we did an NPR recording several years ago. And people asked, and yeah, I think you can still hear it if you go online there, but people asked why we never recorded. And the answer is simple, because no record company wants to pay all that publishing for 4 or 5 minutes of music. So anyway, be that as it may, we're going to continue now with a song that's going to feature Mike Keneally. We're both incredible Jeff Beck fans. So we're going to do a Jeff Beck song called Diamond Dust.
Thank you.
gentlemen, Mike Cornelius. And for the hell of the day, from Miss Foley and Murphy Brock.
Later she speaks, or down, pretty. But Laura Jean, oh yeah.
the deities, we're on the bill, on the hill.
Feature my Chameleon vocals. We're gonna go into Yo Mama, and then we're gonna bring back Napoleon for some stuff to be announced. Okay? First, the Duke of Proves. Are we cool with this, guys?
A modified dog viewed the quivering fringe of a special doily draped across the piano with soft surprise. In the darkened room where the chair is dismayed and the bottle of curtains muzzled the rain, she could hardly believe her eyes. A curious breeze, a garlic breath, which sounded like the snow. Somewhere near the Steinway or even from within, that caused the doily fringe to waft and tremble in the glow. Pondered the significance of short person behavior in pedal depressed, panchromatic resonance, and other highly ambient domains. Good work. Thank you.
free to be kind of stupid and ugly too. And maybe you should smoke if you jump. Maybe you should smoke if you jump. You must start a fire and burn your face. Maybe you return to another. You could go unnoticed in such a place. We really made for being out in the street. Ain't much hope for a fool like you. Cause if you play the game, you will get beat out.
I don't care if you're thinking something, I don't care if you're thinking something, I'm gonna find me a horse. tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler was like, hey, I was mighty grand. But by myself, I wouldn't have no home, cause I'd be raising my lonely
Yeah. doctor gets sick from watching my TV. Been checking out the news till my eyeballs fail to see. You see, they say that every day is just another rotten mess. Now when is it gonna change, my friend? Is anybody's guess? So I'm watching and I'm waiting, and I'm hoping for the best. Even think I'm gonna pray every time I hear them say, oh Lord, help me. There's no way to delay that. Throwing rocks and stuff and smoking in the heat. I listen to reports about the whiskey passing round. I seen the smoking fire and the market burning down. I watch while everybody on the street to take a turn. The star smash.
CDs over there. And by even though we had like a packed house the first show, that we sold like about 3 CDs, so like, you know, what the fuck is that? Anyway, you know, we have to eat, you understand. I'm trying to talk the owners into letting us go by the bar tomorrow night, but I gotta remind you, if you don't have any of this wonderful music on CD, it's like right over there. What? Are you sure? I'll think of doing the next song. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're gonna do a song that most of you should recognize, and there you go. Just 2 more of those tunes, and we're on our way. What's that?
They're gonna pay off all here with all these fine people and these guys down here too. We're going out of here. We're going down 51st Street, past the police barricades. We're going to, well, maybe we'll go around and see the Javits Center on our way out, but I'm going to the nearest tabernacle. I don't even know what a tabernacle is. But I want to go there because I know when I go through those doors, sweaty like I am, full of fear and good feelings, I am going to get totally, I am absolutely, I am positively going to get
story. Years ago, we were playing at the Bottom Line, and our star was rising, and then I said something in an interview that didn't go over well. What I said was, the Ed Palermo Big Band is more popular than Jesus Christ. And what happened was, they got these bonfires to burn all my seats. Well, we actually hadn't recorded it for that point. But someone got a hold of some 8x10s of me, and they started burning them. And so I asked my wife, what am I going to do? What jazz club do I go to? To get my reputation back, is what I said. I said to my wife, Yoko, what do I do now? And she said, try to find a club that owned by some Jewish people. I think I'm not gonna care about this. She said, and I said, they're owned by Jewish people. So anyway, if I pissed everyone off on Yoko before, sorry about that. Ladies and gentlemen, who wants to hear Andy? No, really, who wants to hear Andy? You want to hear Andy? All right, you asked for it.
inside of you? If there is, I really want to know. Is there anything good inside of you? If there is, I really want to know. Is there anything good inside of you? If there is, I really want to know.
Buy some stuff from them.
Yes.
All right, we do have them one more night. We're glad to hear that. And we also want to thank our audience, our live audience on the web at iridiumlive.tv. Thank you so much for staying with us this evening. We hope to see you back again soon. And if you'd like to be a part of that audience, go to our Facebook page, give us a like. We're Iridium Jazz Club on Facebook. Give us a like. You'll find out all the great musical events coming to the club, as well as be notified for all of the webcasts on iridiumlive.tv and iridiumlive.net. We also invite you to come back October 8th and 9th. We will have the John Oates Band.